This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Not Monday, it's not Tuesday, it's not Wednesday, Thursday already, and in addition to it being Thursday already, it's the 1st of August. 1st of August, August 1st, after Augustus Caesar. You knew that, right, ladies? Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. You know that July is after Julius Caesar, and August is Augustus Caesar. The namesakes for the 2 months of expansion. There used to be only 10 months in the year, but then I bet as highly informed as you all are, you know that already. Do I hear a yes?
Yes.
Yes, there's Jennifer. Yes. Oh, yes. All ready to go.
I give you my Augustus voice.
Thank you very much. You are august in your Augustus voice.
Yes.
I get it. Okay, a lot of things happening here, there, and everywhere. Lots of yak about elections and people who are running for office and things like that. I suppose the best way for us to get started in this sort of series of conversations is to find out if the Ayatollah has anything to worry about with the people that were on the stage last night in the second exciting extravaganza from the Democrats.
I'll say that they have more to worry about with the candidates that were on stage last night than they have to worry about with the stage night one, because I think definitely the stronger performance was actually done by these candidates who were on stage on Wednesday night. So on stage, Cory Booker, Julian Castro, Kirsten Gillibrand, Michael Bennett, Andrew Yang, Bill de Blasio, Tulsi Gabbard, Jay Inslee, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris. There was a lot of it was more spirited for sure. There was a lot more there were some protesters in the crowd who were protesting all sorts of things. Bill de Blasio. Yeah, Bill de Blasio and Bill de Blasio and Cory Booker got interrupted during their opening segments. And then when Joe Biden was talking about immigration, there was some melee of protesters who were trying to shout something. I'm not really sure what they were going after. I think with de Blasio's case, there was a police officer in New York City that they were shouting about. So a stronger performance was given. I can't really tell you who the clear-cut winner is. My winner is kind of unusual. I think Andrew Yang is the one who's going to see the biggest bump in all of the polls. I think Joe Biden will still stay out in front. I think Kamala Harris will be there right behind him. But as far as someone who's going to get traction, I think it was definitely Andrew Yang. I don't know that Cory Booker may have bought himself another debate. Kirsten Gillibrand may have bought herself another debate. Michael Bennett, the senator from Colorado, was on Xanax, so I'm pretty sure we've seen maybe the last of him. He was very, like, low-key, very bizarre. And maybe Tulsi Gabbard might grab a couple of points because she went after Kamala Harris. Kamala just seems very rough, and I know that that's not fair because women walk the fine line of being the B word or being a doormat. But I think while she's very smart, I think she comes across as so aggressive that I think it turns people off, to be quite honest.
Mildly.
And Joe Biden, as much as I think he did better than debate number one, he was more prepared for the attacks. He still stumbled and bumbled a bit. And what I thought was interesting, and even Drudge has this as their headline today, is that the Democrats on the stage last night spent more time attacking Obama-era policies than they did attacking President Trump's policies. Huh. And I think, again, it's one of those things that we might have talked about in this program. I do a couple of them, so I get confused as to where we talked about it.
Which
but
one? Who talks about what? Now?
In night number one, I noticed that the Democrats who used the term moderate, and I put air quotes around that for whatever that means, moderate, were the ones who were trying to attach themselves to Obama-era policies. What was happening on that stage is that aside from Joe Biden, everyone else was attacking it. Maybe they see that as an extension of Joe Biden. Maybe they want to present themselves to be more progressive than Obama. I'm not really sure, but I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. So, again, the polls will start to come out. I believe that Andrew Yang will be the one who gets the biggest bump after all is said and done. He seemed likable. He wasn't wearing the tie. He was more relaxed. And he actually was able to talk about some substantive policy that he has in his on his platform.
Yeah, I agree. Andrew Yang really cut through for me, definitely.
Yeah.
So
and Jay Inslee from Washington State, I thought he did a really good job. He got a lot of time. Yeah, and I think we got to know him more, and I thought that when he was talking about climate change, I thought that was really, it was good that he was able to get his point across, and I thought he and Andrew Yang definitely cut through the most for me. Everyone else, Cory Booker had a good night as well, but...
I didn't think he did too badly either. Yeah. He didn't pontificate as much, which is right. What he kind of gets into, but kind of the conjuring of the tear at the end, I don't know, that it becomes a little too much for me. I feel like he's acting sometimes.
Yeah, he's not my favorite by any means. And Kamala Harris, to me, I feel like she's playing a lawyer on TV. I don't know. There's something about her that just, it's not resonating.
That's what I'm talking about.
Who was the lady who was the lawyer in the O.J. case? What was her name?
Marsha Clark.
Yeah.
I feel like Kamala Harris is probably a really good lawyer. And if she was on Law & Order, she'd probably be a great character that everyone would like. Right. She'd be the tough prosecutor. But I don't feel a presidential vibe from her. I don't feel inspired by her. Yeah. I don't know.
I think the reason that she's doing this prosecutor thing, I mean, she's always been tough. I live in California, so I've known of her for years.
Unpleasant is the word I'd use for her.
She's always been aggressive, and that's the word. And I don't know, you can say, well, that's a positive thing. She's aggressive. But I think she's trying to really play up this prosecutor thing because the underlying theme of her campaign is that she'll prosecute the case against the president. And so I think, Victoria, I think you nailed it. The reason you feel like she's acting and doing this is because I think that's what she's trying to fulfill, is this idea that she's going to go in and prosecute the case against the president. But what she really needs to do is tell us who she is and how she's going to lead the country for four years.
But you know who also did okay?
Bill de Blasio wasn't bad. And I can't believe I'm saying this.
He did pretty well. Yeah, he did.
I believe I've been shut out of the conversation.
No,
for
I'm ready.
I don't.
Kamala Harris,
it?
Go ahead.
Doug, did you watch it?
No, because I was trying to pick up my kids. But that doesn't mean that's it. No, that's not fair. I have read
I'm
enough
just saying,
about
we're
it.
We're talking about the debate, so if you didn't watch it, then
I want to hear your
theory.
We don't
need to shut you out.
If I didn't watch it, then what?
I said we're not trying to shut you out. We're just sharing what because we actually watched it, so we're just talking about our take on each person last night. That's all.
So my take on all of it is that it is now becoming, it's a show. And the Kamala Harris comment is very interesting because it seems like they're all playing a part. They're all playing a role. They're not playing themselves. She's the best example of it. She's always been, however. She doesn't act a part. She's all about her. It's all about Kamala. I watched her when she was the Attorney General in California. Same shtick, same line, same business. From the beginning, she was running for president. The first day she took office in California,
I think that's true.
Running for president, and she's been that way ever since. There's not a lick of feeling for people. There's not a lick of feeling for, this is my job because I want to help people. There isn't a lick of that with most of them, as a matter of fact. Who in that group do you think really wants to help other than themselves?
I think there are a few populace. In that group that are
really?
Genuinely, okay. Yeah, are there, I think Biden's there
who
for
have
the right
a chance.
Reason.
I do too. All right, so let's pick two people.
I think Andrew Yang is there for the right reasons too. I really do. He really cut through last night and he just wasn't like the kooky, you know, entrepreneur guy anymore. I thought that I don't think that he's ready now, but I think that we're going to hear from him in the future for sure. Mm.
Yeah, I still really like Tulsi Gabbard. I know people talked about how she was one of the winners in the first round. In the first debate, you know, she was kind of like fine, but kind of iffy for me. But I really thought that she was poised and seemed to have all of her points thought out, and you know, she wasn't afraid of going after Kamala, but she didn't do it in a rude way. I would like to see her more as like a vice presidential candidate. I don't know if she would be down for that, but I think that she would be interesting, especially with her military experience. And you know, people want someone who is apparently not white, so she's Hawaiian, and I think her family is Samoan. She apparently practices Hinduism, so I don't know, she would be interesting to me paired maybe with Biden or something like that.
Mm. Did Biden say, go easy on me?
Yes.
When the thing started?
At the beginning. He said, go easy, kid.
I think he was joking to Kamala Harris about it, right, in the beginning?
Right.
But it wasn't on mic. People read his lips, so it wasn't, like, part of the debate.
Okay, people in the news media taking things apart, as usual.
Of course, yeah.
So, if it were up to me right now, and I were looking for two candidates out of the 20 that would have any interest, this is just purely personal. That's all. We all, politics are a very personal business, a very personal game. So in terms of what they have said, whether I've read about it, whether I've seen it, because I didn't spend much, I didn't watch the first, this stuff bores the hell out of me anyway, because they're all not really interested in solving problems, as I said. It's just more rhetoric. It's more, how do you know? None of these people work because they're not battle-tested, with the exception of Joe Biden in that circumstance. It's probably predictable that I would say I would, if the opportunity presented itself, vote for Joe Biden. But of the people, and there'd be no surprise here, especially with Jennifer, the two people who impress me the most in a way that I find acceptable to me in my way of thinking are Joe Biden and Marianne Williamson. The rest of them are all complete zeros. Now, it may be the lady from Hawaii and Mr. Is it you? Yang? What's his name?
Yang.
I don't know him at all. The woman from Hawaii impressed me before. I said that the first go-round. And so I think there's something there probably to watch or be conscious of. But as far as the rest of them are concerned, it's more of the same. It's retread. Now, you can say that about Joe Biden. But there's something in Joe Biden's soul, his spirit. Does he have some conflicts? Does he have some things that maybe need to be answered for, some things in his family that have been self-serving? I mean, they all do that. But in terms of setting a tone, maybe that's the best way for me to put it, setting a tone, those two are the only ones at the moment that set a tone that I like and can be comfortable with. So that's, you know, kind of, but you expect me to be off the wall, so that's where I am. The two are very different, but yet they aren't. They are gentle people, and we have a lot of noise, a lot of rhetoric, a lot of in-your-face stuff, and somebody say, oh, that's because we've got to have people who are tough to beat up on the Chinese.
You talk about them being gentle. It would be very interesting to see Biden go up in a debate against Trump, because even last night I felt like he was kind of stumbling. He said a couple weird things that I don't think he meant to, and then a couple times, two or three times.
He's been doing that his whole career.
Yeah, I guess, but two or three times, it was very odd to me. We talked about in the last debate how, you know, before his time would even be over, he would cut himself off.
Oh,
and then last night he did the same thing. He'd be in the middle of a sentence, and then he said, anyway, and moved on to something else. I was like, well, finish your sentence.
Or he just stopped when they said time. Everyone else ignores it when the moderator says that, and he stops himself practically mid-word. And Lewis and I were literally yelling at the TV because it's the most annoying thing, and then you forget what he even was trying to say. Someone has got to coach him on how to finish his sentence after a moderator says, okay, it's time, Mr. Biden.
He's been doing this for such a long time that I think he's actually doing it the way that politicians used to do it, when they actually paid attention and they didn't have to continue shouting over people.
Right.
Yeah, I actually think what you see from Joe is him actually playing political, you know, the playbook that he was raised with. And I think what you see now is everybody's so desperate to just keep talking and get their time.
That's a great word for it. Desperation.
I think that's what he's doing more than anything.
Time's up. You have to start in the middle of your sentence.
Sure. Go ahead,
moderator. Get healthy. Yeah, I know. I'll be the moderator. You guys can have the debate. There's no debate about the right way to lose weight. No debate whatsoever. The decision has been rendered by thousands, tens of thousands of people, in fact, using Calitrin to lose weight the right way. No more crash diets for them. No more stimulants. No more nothing that's unhealthy for you. This is natural, healthy. This is the way to lose weight safely. And maybe that's all you need to know. If you're on a course to save yourself, and that's what losing weight is all about, saving yourself, then go to toploss.com. Look at all the testimonials that are there from people just like you. Toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, healthy way to lose weight. Check the box for DJV and get $20 off the 90-day supply and free shipping. DJV is the code to use when you go to toploss.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Crank this up, Kara. This is one of my faves. Well, I got to see the good side of Woodstock 50. It is officially canceled after months and months and months and months and months of speculation of people trying to get this to work. It is over, folks. Woodstock 50. Officially, organizers announcing it is kaputsky. They're not going to try to stage the event at Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland, as they said. What was that, last week? They moved the venue a couple times. The co-founder of Woodstock is Michael Lang. He said, quote, "When we lost Watkins Glen and then Vernon Downs, we looked for a way to do some good rather than just cancel it out. We formed a collaboration with Headcount to do a smaller event in the Meriwether Pavilion to raise funds for them to get out the vote for certain NGOs involved in fighting climate change. We released all the talent, so any involvement on their part would be voluntary. Due to conflicting radius issues in the D.C. area, a lot of acts were unable to participate, and others passed for their own reasons." He said, "I'd like to encourage artists and agents who all have been fully paid to donate 10% of their fees to Headcount or causes of their choice in the spirit of peace. Woodstock remains committed to social change. My thoughts turn to Bethel in its celebration of our 50th anniversary to reinforce the values of compassion, human dignity, and the beauty of our differences embraced by Woodstock." And that's what happened 50 years ago. Yeah, I'd say that was a laudable goal. But all these people will not be performing. CCR, The Imagine Dragons, Halsey, Jay-Z, Miley Cyrus, Janelle Monáe, The Raconteurs, Led Zeppelin, yep, all out, at least as far as this is concerned.
So I guess the focus really will be now on the smaller Woodstock 50th anniversary thing, which is actually at the Bethel Farm in New York. So that I think they have Santana, and some of the original acts are actually already booked there, so that might end up being, people may end up kind of just crashing that party like they did for the original Woodstock.
One of my most vivid imagination, well, this is not imagination, I saw it My experiences with the Moody Blues, one of the, I think, most prolific of all of the, what they call classic rockers. My favorite is Justin Hayward, only because I feel like I know him better. I know him, and I feel like I know him better. Only met John Lodge once, and that was when he was mostly naked in his dressing room, along with Ray Thomas. And Ray Thomas had already undressed, and he had four girls in his room. And Graham Edge, who was the drummer, all of them, and a couple of other people that are in and out of the Moody Blues in their history since the 1960s. So John Lodge now has decided to re-record the Moody's Legend of a Mind from a new compilation called Beyond, the very best of. He decided not to include a key element of the song, and that's the flute part from Ray Thomas, who is the flautist. He and Ray went back a long ways. They were teenagers when they met. And he said, quote, "It's just my sort of thank you to Ray for being a friend and a musical friend as well. That's why I didn't want to use the flute, because that was Ray's part, and I wanted to stay Ray's part alone. I used synthetic sounds instead. I've been doing it on stage, and the audience seems to love it." Ray died last year. He was... had that real drug problem for a long time, and it got, finally got the best of them. The rest of Beyond, due out in August, I guess I can say this month, pulls Lodge tracks from the Moody's, his Blue Jays project with Justin Hayward, and his solo album Natural Avenue from 1977. It features new recordings of the Moody's' Evening, Time to Get Away, and Street Cafe. Those are his songs, lead singer in those songs for the Moody's. And he's out with a touring band this summer. He's doing Say You Love Me and Summer Breeze, Summer Song. And four live tracks are also in this new album. He finished a stint on Yes's Royal Affair Tour, booked on the 70s Rock and Roll Romance Cruise next February. But he doesn't at the moment see the Moody's getting back together. They tour it every year. They go out in the spring and they go out in the fall. And Justin doesn't seem to want to do it anymore. And I think it partially has to do with Graham Edge being sick, not able really to play the drums anymore. I saw that last time I saw them. He just couldn't play anymore. So it's only the two of them left. But he says, "I am a Moody Blue and still feel part of the Moody Blues." Justin always refers to them as the Moodies. So that's I look forward to hearing that. I don't know if you ladies are into it or not, but I think this will be an interesting sound from him. I think he's a very good musician. 29 after the hour here on the DJV program.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At night, two of the latest Democratic debates held in Detroit.
He went right around the question. Mr. Vice President, you want to be President of the United States. You need to be able to answer the tough questions. I guarantee you, if you're debating Donald Trump, he's not going to let you off the hook.
That's New York Mayor Bill de Blasio talking to former VP Joe Biden as Biden was repeatedly targeted by many of the others on the stage. Here, he responds to Senator Kirsten Gillibrand after she challenged his record on women's rights.
I came up with the It's On Us proposal to see to it the women were treated more decently on college campuses. You came to Syracuse University with me and said it was wonderful. I'm passionate about the concern making sure women are treated equally. I don't know what's happened except that you're now running for president.
So I understand. Mr. Vice President.
The on-again, off-again Woodstock 50 Music Festival has now officially been canceled, and this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Today, Vance Auto Park at your local Adela Gas Truck. Find Shell Rotoil to be your truck and SUV just for Adela Gas Truck. This is Shell Rotoil. This cupcake's oil corner store for on cruising to the top down. This is not oil. The country halfway across tailgate party. World's greatest. This is hauling the oil. Snow and mud. Mountains in the rain. This is climbing mountain oil. Way off the grid. And camping. This is hunting fish oil. This is truck. This Adela Gas Truck. This is Shell Rotoil.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Here we go, the second go-round of this hour of the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and I'm Doug Steffen, celebrating the new moon today. They call it the Black Moon. Ever heard of it being referred to, ladies, as the Black Moon?
They say we had one not so long ago, but I've never heard of it. Or at least I forgot if I did.
It's supposed to be a good new moon, though.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
From everything
right.
I've read really astrologically. Yeah.
New beginnings, the past, excuse me, especially with the Mercury retrograde. My daughter and my grandson came in yesterday from Los Angeles to spend the week with me, and Megan was talking about Mercury being retrograde and how she's not really paid much attention to it off and on other than listening to me talk about it over the years, but she thinks this last one was
bad.
Very impactful
yeah.
all the way around, including getting in 4.5 hours late.
It's always the worst at the beginning and the very end.
Very
it kicks
end.
Up again and it gets worse. So she flew
right.
in on
yeah.
the end of Mercury.
On the
so
end.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
be prepared for new opportunities, maybe new friendships, new doors to open in business. So if you want, this is a deep time for relationships. Very good opportunity for those of you who are open-minded. And if you're not open-minded, maybe it's a good time for you to have that fall into place with you. things, words to think about, things to think about. Other things to think about here, the price of drugs and the focus of the government on what it costs and getting the information to you on television or in advertising, which is what the president wants. So what's the latest, Victoria, on drug pricing?
Well, drug pricing and was a big topic of the debates last night, and it should be, because the price of drugs in this country is so much higher than any other nation.
Right.
And so Health and Human Services has now unveiled a plan that would make it easier to import some prescription drugs from other countries, particularly Canada, who actually, however the deal works up in Canada, the people up there pay a fraction of the cost for the same drugs that Americans pay so much more for.
In a direct way, or if it goes through the government health system?
I don't know. But I just know that people in Canada, that's why a lot of Americans go to Canada to buy prescription drugs, just to save the money. I don't know if you guys, we didn't talk about this earlier this week, but Bernie Sanders took a whole busload of diabetics up to Canada just to make the point of how much cheaper it is to buy insulin in Canada. And I think it's like one out of five Americans can't afford their insulin.
See, that's impactful. That's good politics.
That's
a good way to see what you're all about. If you can organize and do things like that, I think that's very helpful.
And there are so many cases when you hear about, especially with insulin, there are so many cases of young kids who are type 1 diabetics, born with diabetes. They need insulin to function. And this one boy in particular who was on the bus with his mother, they saved $10,000 on insulin by going to Canada on the bus with Bernie. And the kid wasn't telling his parents how much insulin he needed, so he was rationing his own insulin because he knew his parents couldn't afford it. And that story happens so often in this country. It is ridiculous. And so the Health and Human Services has now unveiled a new plan, and they're calling it the Safe Importation Action Plan. And they have it outlines two potential pathways to import drugs to help people pay less money. The first is a rule that would authorize states and other groups to develop pilot projects to import certain drugs from Canada. And then the second pathway, the FDA will actually work on guidance for drug manufacturers looking to import the cheaper versions of their drugs that are already being sold in other countries. So that could also really help Americans. It's a pretty big policy shift at this point. And Republican and Democrats alike they're trying to figure out we know Americans can't afford their medicine. One in five Americans can't afford life-saving medicine. That's ridiculous. And so now everyone's trying to figure out if importing drugs is the right way to go. However, and this is where, you know, the good old red tape, it could still be years before this plan goes into effect.
But it's the same drugs that are made by the same companies sent to Canada. We're going to re-import them or bring them back to our country where they're made in the first place?
I know.
There's a lesson there, but it seems a little obtuse when you get right down to it. And so what it does also, Victoria, it seems to me, is it point out how many people now are sick in our country because of what they eat. The number of diabetics...
Well, these are type 1 diabetics.
But there's two sides to this. There are a lot of people being born here with the malady that they didn't have before. You go back 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years ago, there weren't the number of people in percentages that had type 1 diabetes. Certainly people have had it all along, but both type 1 and type 2, almost epidemic portion. And
type 2,
why?
For sure, yeah.
Two is because of what we eat and all the fat people in the world that are just killing themselves because of what they eat and their body can't handle it. And, you know, the sugar content keeps building up and building up and building up. So
there's some thin people who are type 2 diabetics, too.
Yep.
And
that's
just
true.
Because of the processed junk in our diets. And it all turns to sugar as soon as it hits your mouth.
What I'm concerned about, don't have an answer, but I'm going to ask Dr. Ken Kronos later on the question about whether there is such a thing as whether this can be passed on in your DNA genetically, because there are, as I said, certain... pockets have many more cases of type 1 than used to be the case. But at any rate, think about this whole business. There's a lot to think about here. What we're eating, how we live, where does this stuff come from, and why is it so expensive to take care of it once you recognize that you've got it and you need to take care of it. All kinds of questions here. And you're right, they are, the candidates ought to be focusing on things like this. I think Bernie, that was a plus for Bernie.
Well, Bernie talks to a lot of seniors, too.
Yeah,
and so it's, you know, the difference between Medicaid and Medicare. Mm-hmm. And he was at a senior citizen home not long ago. I was watching a video, and this poor woman had to sell her house and every bit of her belongings and basically bankrupt herself in order to qualify for Medicaid.
More bankruptcies.
So she could move into a senior-assisted living place.
More bankruptcies in this country are caused by medical procedures and problems than anything else. And it's shameful. It's worse than that. Shameful.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word that we can use. I can not use some of the other words that it is. Today is Lamaze Day. Is that how you pronounce that? L-A-M-M-A-S?
Takes I don't its think it's name Lamaze. I think it's Lamas, isn't it?
Is it Lamas?
Like, well, Lamaze is like... Lamont is a breathing.
Pregnancy breathing?
Right. Yeah. This takes its name from Loaf Mass, the first harvest festival of the year. Celebrates the first wheat harvest. Other grains also harvested around the time of Lamas, such as oats, rye, barley. Plants like mint, meadow sweet, sunflower, calendula. Sounds like something you should do behind closed doors. Lamas bread has traditionally been... Thank you. Made from the new wheat. Is that unusual?
How does your mind even come up with this?
I know.
How do you even like come up with this stuff? I'm like stunned over here.
I remember when that movie came out, which would have been in the 1970s. We're talking about Caligula, if those of you don't get the relationship. I saw a promo for it. I thought it was the most disgusting, horrible thing that ever was on.
I didn't even know there's a movie.
Oh my
called
God!
That.
Yeah, it's. Oof. Anyway, let's not go down that road too far. Lamaze bread, or Lamaze bread, has been made from the new wheat crop being baked into shapes like owls or other figures. I never heard of this before, Victoria. That's interesting. It was customary to bring a loaf to church, where you would be blessed, and it would be blessed. In Anglo-Saxon England, it was then. Sometimes broken into four pieces, put in the four corners of barns to protect the recently harvested grain inside the barns. The day has also traditionally been marked by making corn dolls, Lamas charms like sprigs of mint, green Lamas ribbons, and twigs. So we know we're pronouncing it this is something, as a farmer, I'm surprised I don't know about this. Never heard of it before. So, but it is a celebration of the beginning of the harvest season, which, August, a lot of things are beginning, the lighter things getting harvested. Mm-hmm.
It was mentioned a lot. I actually had not heard of it either, and I was digging around some astrology sites reading about the new moon and things like that.
Yeah.
And apparently, August 1st, which you're always trying to speed us through the summer, so this is a little bit of comfort. August 1st marks the halfway point of the summer season.
Yes.
So we're halfway through. So that made me feel a lot better I think of August as the end of summer, but we actually have almost 2 months. So that made me feel a lot better.
And timing, going back to school, some areas 3 weeks from now, kids will be back in school.
So that's glad I never have to worry about that ever again.
Sobering thought. There's something else that's sobering. The football health report today includes the passing of Nick Buonocatti, who died at the age of 78, played for the Miami Dolphins. He was a Pro Football Hall of Famer. He was only 5'11", weighed 220. He was selected by the Patriots in the 13th round of the 62 football draft. Buonocatti went on to have a 14-year career in pro football as a pro bowler for 8 times. He was very, I remember his name, and I'm not a football fan, but I remember this guy, Nick Buonocatti, and what he did for the game. Miami loved him. He was part of the modern era, the new emerging modern era of the NFL, inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2001, had 32 interceptions in his career. He served as co-host of Inside the NFL on TV, dabbed as a player agent a little bit, dabbled here and there. He also helped launch the Miami Project to Cure Paralysis and his own fund after his son Mark became a quadriplegic, suffered a spinal cord injury while playing football. That is a sobering reality. And then there is the story of the first-round draft pick in for Atlanta. named Caleb McGarry, who's undergoing heart surgery today because of apparently, well, some people say they don't really know what's going on, but apparently some do know what's going on. He got sacked pretty hard. You know, if you get hit in the chest, you can really do a lot of damage. You get hit in the right place, your heart can really get mangled up. So yet another reason to be not sending your children to play football. We've almost lost some of the I don't know if venom is the right word, but certainly the sting from all the information we've learned in the past 10 years about what happens to somebody's brain or their body when they play football. So I don't think it should be lost on us. And there are a couple of very recent acknowledgments. I don't know whether Bonacani got hurt too badly.
I was talking to Fred Dreyer about it. He didn't know exactly what happened with him. He's still relatively young, but but he was very, very well loved.
Fred
was pretty upset about it.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's see what we have going in the world of television. Let's see, Jussie Smollett is in the news. I don't know if I want to give that much time or not, because it really doesn't have to do with TV. It has to do with some egomaniac. He should be running for office somewhere. He'd fit in well with some of these candidates. So,
well, it's not him. He doesn't want the attention, but now it's...
Well, but it has been all about him, though, Victoria, through the course of things.
Well, because he faked his own attack.
Yeah,
but I'm saying
right.
He doesn't want this kind of attention, because now he's going to really... this judge is not backing down, and he could find himself in jail and facing some pretty heavy charges.
Yeah,
so this
you're right.
Is not good news for him. This is a big setback.
All right, so, gentlemen, what's on tonight that would hold our attention? Otherwise, we have to watch another night of the
debates are over. But are you sitting down?
I am.
Football starts tonight.
What?
No way.
Yep, NFL preseason kicks off. Now, the teams are practicing, but this football game is the Hall of Fame game, Denver versus Atlanta. The Denver Broncos with the new quarterback, Joe Flacco, face the Atlanta Falcons in the first of many games that don't count, but the preseason starts officially on NBC. You can check that one out at 8 o'clock on NBC, 5 o'clock on the West Coast. Also tonight, barbecue brawl, Bobby Flay versus Chef Michael Simon for all the bananas. That's at 9 o'clock on Food Network. Million Dollar Listing New York, the season premiere, starts up tonight on Bravo at 9 o'clock. And the series finale of iZombie on the CW at 8. You can check that out. Shark Week continues on, Victoria, with Return to Shark Island, The Great White Kill Zone, and Monster Mako. This is the name of that show?
Monster Mako, yeah. Mako Shark.
Mako? Okay. It's Mako Shark. There you go. Thank you. Discovery Shark. Shark Week coming up starting at 8 o'clock tonight. Live Rescue is new on A&E. That starts at 9. And Love Island and Big Brother still going on CBS. Elementary new at 10 o'clock. MasterChef is new tonight on Fox along with their game show Spin the Wheel.
Have you tried Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil yet? If you haven't, why are you feeling achy? Why are you sitting around? Come on, let's go. Let's get rid of the aches and the pains. In 14 days, you're going to find that you feel so much better. You got stiff hips. Your hands are bothering you because they're stiff all the time. Knee replacement. There are all kinds of things, old injuries and aches and pains. Do like so many DJB listeners have. Go to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. And get the details of their special offer there. 50% off the price. And you get free shipping, I think, as well. Feel better in 14 days or your money back. Achefree.live. Use Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keepers folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples' two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
TikTok time, 53 after the hour. Time for Victoria Keelan and the Dougster to look at some of the latest technology, how it applies to you. Are you a fitness tracker user? If you are, have you actually analyzed whether it helps you lose weight? Here's Victoria with a new study on that.
Yeah, according to the new study, activity and fitness trackers measuring pretty much everything you do throughout the day, unfortunately, it turns out they don't really do much for your overall health. The wearable devices, they say, have little benefit when it comes to reducing blood pressure and cholesterol, or even helping most people lose significant weight. This is according to a new analysis published in the American Journal of Medicine. About a quarter of U.S. adults, which is more than 56 million people, are using these fitness trackers, Fitbit being probably the most well-known of all the brands. And many companies are also encouraging the use of wearable fitness trackers as part of their workplace wellness program. So a lot of employers are now saying if you wear these fitness trackers and you prove to the company that you're in good health through the data that it shows, then there are certain incentives and discounts and things like that that you get. So the trackers are obviously easy to use, and they say that they do motivate people to move more, which is a good thing. That can help with overall long-term health. But the study showed that the increased movement wasn't enough to actually lead to major changes.
That surprised you?
This did surprise me because I feel like people, if you have a thing on your wrist, I feel like people are so much more aware of how much they're moving and that it inspires them to move more. So I'm not exactly sure. This, to me, might be a little premature, this study, because as more and more people are starting to use the Fitbits and Apple Watch and things like that, I think the data in the long term is actually going to show it's a good thing. But the lead author said, the weight loss findings are pretty surprising. We thought that wearable devices would definitely help to lose weight at some point because they make people move, but apparently right now the data data is not showing that. And so the author said they can, however, motivate people to avoid a sedentary lifestyle, which I do think it does that, and that it doesn't change people's lifestyle overall enough. And I think that's probably part of the problem.
Do you follow it? Do you use it?
I use my Apple Watch in spin class, and so it tracks my heart rate and how many calories I've burned in the class, and then it automatically syncs up to my phone. So, and then when I walk and things, I always have it on. So I do like that, and it does make me want to push myself and work out more. So yeah. I don't really know if this study is, they looked at 500 studies total that have been in the last couple years that have been kind of watching these Fitbits and fitness trackers. So I guess overall they're seeing that they didn't really find a significant reduction in cholesterol and blood pressure. That seems to be the two things they were looking at the most. And then the only study that looked at blood glucose levels, which is important for people managing diabetes, that actually did show some decrease in blood glucose levels for people who were using the fitness trackers. So if you are a diabetic and you're using your fitness tracker to walk more and exercise more, that's where it's actually helping. So that's a good thing.
All right, that's interesting and important information. Sonos and IKEA delivering a new smart collaboration. This seems to be important information as well.
The Geek Out.
Sonos is a best-in-class smart speaker brand. IKEA is the most beloved Swedish cool home furnishing on the cheap brand. Together, the companies have now released a set of affordable smart home audio and lighting devices called Symphonic. Affordability being the key, but you also get access to the Sonos system at a new low price. There's a bookshelf speaker and a table lamp with a speaker contained in the base. Both are very IKEA-like in their simple modern design, but the audio quality is at Sonos standards. IKEA and Sonos have had a pair of smart speaker babies. It's called Symphonic. They start at $99 and go on sale soon, and we've posted the link to a detailed review on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Hop into the all-new Greater Than Ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota SafetySense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
The FTC, Federal Trade Commission, has warned the victims of the Equifax breach. So let's see, how much are we getting?
Yeah. Not much. So the Federal Trade Commission issued a warning on their website saying that there has been overwhelming interest in a settlement agreement with Equifax. That they reached a $700 million agreement, and they originally promised people $125 each if you had been affected, if your data was compromised, or you could take the free credit monitoring service. Now they're saying so many people have applied for this that if you do get a check, it's going to be way less than $125, which they had promised, and now the FTC is actually saying you'd be better off taking the free credit monitoring that Equifax is offering rather than trying to get a settlement because you can't do both.
Right, so you can be exposed to more of their bad and wrong information?
No, they're going to be credit. They're going to be monitoring your credits, your credit reports to make sure
that
no one else.
But the credit report is wrong.
Well, freeze your credit reports anyway. Freeze them first.
Okay, there it is. Victoria's got it. 59 after on the DJV show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.